Reviewing Lou, November 8th, 1981. Last week, one of the things that you talked about was something that not too many women that we've interviewed have really talked about, but a lot of women I know have talked about, and that is thinking seriously about having a sex change operation. And I think what I wanted to know about it was, besides the woman that you lived with at that time, did you ever talk to anyone else about seriously considering that?
Oh, to a few friends of mine, but I never considered talking to a psychiatrist. That's what you're talking
about. No, I mean to friends. What did
friends,
they say?
Well, some of them told me if God had meant for me to be that way, he would have made me a man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And some was fudge, you know? So, and when I was much younger, I decided to do that. But as I got older, I thought about it, you know. So it's far from my mind now.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
It's way far from my mind.
Yeah, I'm sort of concerned about when you think of about something that serious in your life, who do you share it with? Who do you talk to?
Your lady.
That's it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I shared it with them. And at first, they was kind of excited about it, you know. And we discussed it, and as I say, I got the application from Johns Hopkins Hospital,
yeah.
But I fell through, and I didn't
bother doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you didn't.
I am glad
you did. You're pretty okay, were you?
Yeah. I never had a problem.
Yeah, right. Good. There are not too many women even today that go through that. I guess many more men.
Yes, most of them is men that do that, you know. Yeah. For some reason, I really don't know. But, to each his own.
Yeah. Did you ever know any women that did go through it?
No, never. I knew some men that had been taking hormone shots, you know, and they got boobs like a woman, you know.
Yeah.
No man appearance at all women. And so they seem to be doing okay, but they haven't went all the way to had the surgery yet.
Right. Those are heavy decisions.
Yeah, they are very heavy. And you're in this life, and most gays enter religion too, you know, a lot of them that I know of. Goes to church, you know, singing the choir and things like that, you know. And
all during their gay life?
In the gay life, yes.
Huh.
Oh, you got a few gays, director of choir. One gay got killed. Director of St. John's Choir, one of the biggest black churches on the east side.
Is that the one on Goodall? Is that St. John's?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A while back.
Mm.
They got a few gays. They go to church, you know, and a lot of them don't believe in this.
Mm.
And I got a lot of gay friends, men, that you wouldn't know they're gay.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't twist. They don't, they've got mustache, long sideburns, or whatever men wear, you know, and suits. And I got some that wear dresses.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a variety of them.
Yeah.
All walks of life. Yeah, all kinds.
You know, one of the things that we've been trying to contact older gay women, and we keep hearing from some of the younger ones that we know, that they're not gay anymore. These older women aren't gay anymore. They got saved.
Well, a few of them got saved, and a few of them have gotten married, believe it.
Uh-huh.
Have married men, and they see you and they don't see you. You see you in the streets, they with their man, you know, or if you dress like a dude or like a stud broad, you know, they speak, sometimes they don't speak because they don't want their man to know that they associated once for this life.
So they really deny it.
Right. So I guess as you get older, and I say they ran out, you know.
Ran out.
Ran out. That means going with every stud they can run across. Until there's no more.
Oh.
And then they go to the man.
God.
Yeah.
But for them, that's a different group from the ones that found religion.
Right.
Hi, Betty. Nice to meet you.
But I used to know quite a few older studs, but you don't see them anymore out. I mean, we used to have a good time, older studs and films and stuff like that. It's not anymore. It's And that's why I don't go to the bar as much. That's not not anymore like it used to be. You know, some just come out, you know. Don't know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Don't know what they're doing.
How do they treat you when you go out?
Well, most of them call me Pop. I tell you. For some reason, that name have hung with me.
Mm-hmm.
Most young spluts come up to me, you know, hey, Pops, do this. And I'm learning a lot from you, this, and you know.
Mm.
And, I don't know. They don't know what they're doing.
But you still get respect from me.
I still get respect. Oh, yeah, just from me. I get respect from me. Man, disrespect me. My lady and I go out there. Hey, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lady. Mm-hmm. I get nothing but the highest respect from both sides, men and women. And all my friends are gay. Friends are gay. I have a